organizing this event in a short period of time. It's been really, really great. And thank you everyone for being here and supporting this initiative. It's very important to raise up and hold our government accountable for their lack of action. My name is Trevor Schaefer. I was diagnosed with brain cancer when I was 13 years old. I spent 8 days post-surgery in the hospital, followed by 6 weeks of radiation and 14 months of chemotherapy treatment. My mom, Charlie, was my primary caregiver, and as such, she witnessed the prevalence of childhood cancer. We soon became, and with that awareness, she began doing research into why so many children were getting cancer. In 2007, we organized a walk for childhood cancer awareness entitled Trevor's Trek, and in 2009, Trevor's Trek Foundation was formed to create childhood cancer awareness and engage in efforts to uncover causes of childhood cancer and protect our children from environmental contamination. Also in 2009, we met with Senator Barbara Boxer, who was the chair of the Environment and Public Works Committee, to propose legislation to address cancer clusters and their causes. In 2010, Senator Boxer and Republican co-sponsor Mike Crapo introduced cancer cluster legislation entitled Trevor's Law. On March 29, 2011, I testified at a hearing on disease clusters and environmental health in front of the Environment and Public Works Committee alongside Aaron Brockovich. The bill passed out of committee with unanimous consent. However, it took 5 more years of trips to D.C. and lobbying efforts before Trevor's Law was attached to the Toxic Substances Control Act Reform Bill as standalone Section 21. There are several main functions of Trevor's Law: to ensure federal agencies have the authority to undertake actions to help address cancer clusters and factors that may contribute to the creation of potential cancer clusters, and to enable federal agencies to coordinate with state and local agencies, institutes of higher education, and the public when investigating cancer clusters. On June 22, 2016, President Obama signed TSCA reform and Trevor's Law into law. Since that date, the bill still has not been implemented. It's been that initiative's been given $4.5 million in funding. In 2019, I was contacted by the Centers for Disease Control to notify me that they were updating their cancer cluster guidelines to abide by the language of Trevor's Law. On April 29th, 2021, my mother and I participated in a stakeholder meeting associated with community cancer concerns. This meeting was conducted by the CDC. After this meeting, the CDC held a number of focus groups with community members from around the country to gather more community input to address cancer clusters. And this effort took well over 6 months. And then this past May, on the 4th, May 4th, I was one of 5 panelists on a Cancer Moonshot Community Conversations Roundtable. This roundtable was geared towards perspectives on cancer and the environment. There were 3 main themes of the session: exploring the link between environmental exposure and cancer, understanding community concerns, and addressing inequities in health and environmental justice. Soon after that roundtable, the CDC released draft guidelines for public comment, and the comment period was open for 60 days until July 25th. They claim to have the final guidelines completed by the end of the year, but I'm not holding my breath. We'll see. There's a familiar pattern that's developed over the course of this journey by our health departments, and it's further kicked the can down the road. The only thing they've implemented so far are stall tactics. Since the passing of Trevor's Law, over 94,500 children have been diagnosed with cancer in the U.S. In conclusion, I want to stress the importance of working with non-government organizations who are working hard to create meaningful positive, impactful change, like Earth Justice, Trevor's Trek Foundation, Environmental Working Group, Childhood Cancer Prevention Initiative, Fight for Zero, and so many others. And passionate, driven individuals like Susan Wind, Leslie Pacey, Stel Bailey, Carrie Reinhart, and the list goes on. We recently formed a partnership with an Idaho company to develop products that address contamination sources causing childhood cancer clusters. We cannot sit idle any longer and rely on our government to do their job. It is time that we, the people, hold them accountable. Thank you. What an